are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Monday's podcast. My name's Tom Finnemore, and I'm part of the team here at STC. I have the honour of picking up the baton from the godfather of podcasts, James Brown, who left us on Friday with that wonderful thought: despite the circumstances, God's care will reach us. Today we continue towards the end of Luke's Gospel, and our reading is Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. But today I'm going to focus on just two verses, 10 to 11. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they didn't believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. A thought for the day. I had a conversation recently with a man who'd worked in the advertising world. He shared a fascinating story of his road back to faith in God and his new journey towards church leadership. He said something really interesting, that he thought the church has lost confidence. He said, if the world really knew what goes on inside some churches, I think they'd be genuinely interested. It's really fascinating to hear someone from a professional marketing background make some observations about how the church big picture could do with some much needed better PR. Today's passages, the very short one I've read, but also the longer one I'll read at the end, are really famous. They're about the resurrection of Jesus. One of the most profound realities of the Christian faith, that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. That's why Easter Sunday is a celebration, a party of the ultimate hope we profess is based on this reality, that that he was raised from the dead changes everything. For example, a friend of mine told me last week that her mum has terminal cancer. Really awful news. But she said, in the midst of that awful news, her mum has a real peace because she believes that she's going to spend eternity with Jesus. And she has that assurance because of the resurrection. Now, there's so much amazing stuff in today's passage, and there's a huge amount to say, but I want to think about one particular thing. And it's one thing that we can easily miss in 2019. The first people to see the resurrected Jesus were women. Well, so what? Jewish women were treated better than Roman women. But actually, in reality, that's not saying much. Women were treated as property. That's why Jesus' view of women, and in fact children, was so radically countercultural. For the resurrected Son of God to reveal the most incredible truth of the resurrection to female disciples is quite literally unbelievable. You just wouldn't do it. You'd find the most believable, the most credible people, but Jesus doesn't. The testimony of women was not valid in civic structures, and as the women recount their story, they're dismissed. But Jesus trusts these women, who had little significance in the eyes of society, who were overlooked by their male counterparts, and he chooses them with the most incredible news ever. Now, I don't know what Monday faces, I don't know what you face today. So maybe you feel like, oh, I haven't got much to bring to the party. I'm just about keeping on top of life. And everyone else seems to be doing so much better than me, so much more sorted than I am. Today, we remember this, that God chooses us. That God has something for each of us to do. We have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone else, to do something kind, to speak a word of life and encouragement. And as we do that, as God's witnesses, So as you walk to school or your uni or go to work or whatever it is you do today, we go in the knowledge that God reveals himself not just to those who have it all together, not just the credible, but if the biblical witness is by anything to go by, often those who don't. And I find that hugely encouraging. If God chooses to reveal the greatest truth in history to people who are overlooked and shunned, then that's greatly encouraging for you and I, because he will want to use you and me this day. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your grace. Oh Lord, open the doors of opportunities to bless others in your name. Amen. Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you that while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles, but they didn't believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you, oh. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.